and he showed me how to preserve and thus to collect them like some other kids then collected stamps. He gave me a field guide to identify those that I had and those I might someday find. I soon knew them by name, the giant black Carabis coriaceus, the dark bluish C. intricatus, the shiny copper C. canceladus and its lookalike C. concolor, and the deep green C. auritus. The merit of those intricately sculpted beetles was not simply that they were beautiful, but also that I could find them merely by scanning the ground wherever I walked. Even more merrily, I could catch them. I thought of these, my old carabids, with a start, with a nostalgic recognition, when recently, now in Maine, on a new continent, I dug out the pit for our privy. There, several feet down in the dirt, I unearthed a carabis. It was metallic black, sculpted in lines and pits, and its edges glistened deep purple. Not having collected these beetles for a long time, I did not know the name of this species nor what it was doing underground, but I captured it in a photograph. Perhaps as a larva, it had burrowed in that spot and metamorphosed to become an adult, or maybe it had hibernated there in the winter or was attempting to escape heat or drought. But in any case, it had likely fed on snails and the snails on grass. It was of the soil which I was preparing to receive my wastes, and this same receptive soil would also receive all of me eventually to convert me to grass, trees, flowers, and more. For the time being, though, an American chestnut tree I had planted years earlier, as well as nearby sugar maples, would grow well because of their proximity to the privy. I used the dirt from the pit excavation to make a raised garden bed in which I planted potatoes. I stuck several of them into this dirt, and presto, come fall, it seemed too good to be true, there were perfect and delicious Yukon golds. My partner Lynn saw the magic, and before I knew it, we had an even bigger bed of potatoes, beans climbing up a pole, snap peas growing on a chicken wire fence, and little green sprouts of kale, carrots, and lettuce. We watched with eager participation as the emerging green dots in the dark dirt first turned into shoots, and we would harvest potatoes in August for eating in winter. There is more to be had from dirt than food. I think Thoreau knew this well, and maybe said it better 175 years ago. Old Henry, if he'd excuse me for being familiar, was determined to know beans, and having made himself a 2.5-acre bean field, he tended and hoed it daily from 5 o'clock in the morning till noon. He came to love and cherish his beans, and wrote,